Hey guys, hope you're doing well today. So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about the business aspect of what we do. And we've got multiple things going on in MealFit, from having MealFit to having, we've got a new catering company we've recently launched, and to having our new podcast, Entrepreneur Dad, which we talk about entrepreneurs or high-level executives that are parents and still want to live a balanced life. And so there's lots of different things going on. So we're going to talk about the business aspect of it. And so the four struggles that we've had in our business. Number one. No plan. So a lot of times people start a business simply because of accident or simply because they're trying to solve a problem. So one of the first things is we built this thing on the front end without having a plan. And we have adjusted to it and it's went well, because what we were trying to do is we were trying to make money and trying to meet the needs of the customers. And so a lot of times this is a bad thing, but also sometimes it's a good thing, because what you're doing is you have an ear to what the customer wants to do and what the customer needs. And so that's one of the first things, is we didn't have a plan. And so without a plan, man, you're destined to fail. We were just trying to make a little bit more money, a little bit more money, a little bit more money. And so not having a plan is not good, but also you've got to be able to adjust from a plan if you do have a plan. So first struggle is not having a plan and how to do those things. Second thing is no mentor. I'm a football coach. I grew up in a coaching family, but both my parents are educators, so I have no idea on the entrepreneur or the business owner aspect of life. When I told my dad I was quitting my job to go into own my own business, he thought I was crazy as a runover dog. He thought I was nuts. And so not having someone that I saw do these things and having a mentor that I knew could help me was a struggle, because I didn't know who to go to for the problems that come up. No one to turn to for advice about hiring people, about payroll, about what do I do and what about taxes and what about this and all these different things that I had no clue about. So I didn't have a mentor. So in turn, I read books on how to do things. And then when I had a specific personal problem, I would go to people that I knew had wisdom. And so not having someone to kind of hold my hand and walk me through the process, because I didn't take the process of working in this business and then going out and starting on my own. I kind of jumped into this thing, just kind of free-willing this thing. And we grew and grew and grew and we grew slowly. But not having a mentor, I think, would have helped our process. We wouldn't have made as many mistakes, but not making the mistakes would not have benefited us as well, because I think making mistakes has helped us adjust and say, this is why we don't need to do this anymore. Third struggle is how to scale. So you hear that, that's a big word these days in the business world. It's how to scale. You got to be able to scale your business. What does that mean? Not sure how to grow. What's the next step? When do I hire? Do I hire before I need the person? Do I hire right when I need the person? Or do I hire five people in order to do the job of eight, but you pay them really well? Or do I get the most out? Man, those problems, not knowing how to scale and how to grow, has been an angst of mine. It really, really has been. It's been something, not that I stay up at night, but it's something that I think about in a lot of ways. And I look back and I've read books and I've talked to people. I ran this business in a way from a logistical back-end standpoint that I think that I could have helped myself in a better way if I'd have done it differently. One of the books I read called The E-Myth Revisited was a great, great book to read, and I recommend that anybody that's starting out a business to read that book. But also find someone that you know that knows how to grow a business. One of the questions is you know, when to hire, when to fire? Those are hard questions. What about actual legal handbook? What about the legality of what you're doing? Because you're going to turn around twice if you're successful. Oh, you're going to go from you doing it yourself to 8 or 10 employees, and you got paying people's mortgages and all these different types of things. And so those are things that I didn't have, is on how to scale and what to do. The last thing, and this has been a struggle of mine, is debt or no debt. So we have grown this business, all of our businesses, with no debt at all. We've grown, made some money, taken the money, reinvested it back in. Grown a little bit more, reinvested the money back in. So we may have made a lot of money from a growth standpoint, but as far as, like, you know, living the life and having all this big cat, we've never had that, because anytime we've made money, we've taken that money and reinvested it in order for us to make more, in order for us to grow. And so I have not carried on any debt in this business. Now, there are some people out there that say, hey, you got to grow and you want to grow fast. You take the money, you go borrow money, and then that's not the way I've run this business. It's not the way I want to run this business. We run our finances based off a book called Profit First, which is kind of a odd way to do it. I highly recommend that book for someone starting out because it forces you to save money. Now, you're not going to probably grow as fast. You're not going to have as much debt, which is, in my opinion, the best way to do it. But the debt or no debt thing has been a big deal for me just simply because there's so many things in podcasts and books and things that you've heard about people taking out a gigantic loan and paying it back over 10 or 15 years, but then they finally made it. I mean, we've grown slow. We've stayed out of debt. We've tried to grow this thing as concisely as possible. But those are the questions that I had, the four struggles that I've had in this business that I keep coming back to, and that if we can get these things, and I can have a plan, I can have a mentor, and I can figure out how to scale and get somebody to show me how to scale, and I can cross the chasm of how much debt, if any debt, do we take on, or do we not just take debt and just grow slow? So those are the four struggles that we've had in business. Hey, if you've got any questions, I would love to hear your questions about business and about life and about just anything. I'd love to answer those for you. I don't have all the answers, but I will try to do the best I can to find those answers for you. So, hey, thank you so much for watching this. My name is Thomas Cox. I own a company called MealFit, and we own another company called Table and Time Catering, where we cater food and do all kinds of things for so many people. We also have a podcast called Entrepreneur Dad that talks about the business owner or the high-level executive that still has a family and wants to have that balance in their life. Hey, so go to the link below and sign up for any of our podcasts or any of our social media. We'd love to hear from you. Our email, the best email to get to us is info@mealfit.co. That's info@mealfit.co. Thank you so much, guys. I look forward to serving you. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had as much fun as I did in this interview. We would love to hear your input and who you would like for us to interview on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. Also, we would love it if you would give us a review and a rating. What that does for us is it helps us so much in our business and so much with the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. If you have any suggestions or would just like to ask a question in general, please email us, thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. That's thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. Thank you so much. We look forward to serving you.